I'm Mike and Scott. This is The Pulse. And we don't just eat too much salt. We eat too much of everything. Too much fat, too much sugar, too many calories, period. With all of this abundance around us, it's hard not to eat too much. I mean, in terms of our evolution, we're designed to seek out food. And when we see it, eat it, because you don't know if you'll get fed tomorrow. But these days, you have to say no all day long. No cookies. I couldn't possibly eat another donut. So it's really hard to avoid eating too many calories. Some people turn to fasting. That's something that's been really growing in popularity in recent years. But does it work? And if so, how? The Pulse's Alana Gordon looked into the science behind this growing trend, and she asked a woman who is a faster to record an audio diary of her day.
Mimi Dexter L. has not had breakfast in over 2 years.
It is 7:06 in the morning. I am about to get ready for work.
Dexter L. lives in Phoenix and works in marketing.
And right now I am smelling the wonderful aromas of my dear mom making breakfast.
Dexter L. is a big proponent of what's called intermittent fasting. She's even got a blog and Facebook page.
I'm smelling onions, mushrooms, eggs, all this wonderful breakfast food, but I will not be having it.
There are several ways to do intermittent fasting. Some don't eat anything a couple days a week. Others eat every other day. And then some eat during a specific window. For Dexter L., that's between 5 and 10 p.m., which means at lunchtime.
Instead of heating my lunch in the office, I'm heating some tea, white tea, actually.
Dexter L. says she had tried a bunch of different diets and exercise approaches.
But, you know, usually would lose the weight, gain it all back, and then some.
Then, a couple years ago, she realized things were really getting out of control. She was 44 years old and at 5'5", weighed 237 pounds. She worried about following in the path of her father, who for years did not control his diabetes.
And he has had a few amputations. He's blind. And that definitely scared me straight.
At first, Dexter L. says her doctor was wary of the fasting approach. But he saw her weight and bad cholesterol dip.
My numbers just improved in every area. So he eventually kind of came around to it.
So are a number of other doctors and scientists.
Our ancestors before the agricultural revolution undoubtedly had to go extended time periods without food.
This is Dr. Mark Mattson. He's a professor at Johns Hopkins and also heads the neuroscience lab at the National Institute on Aging. He says for most of human history, we needed to be able to fast. Those who couldn't function efficiently on an intermittent diet would die. Mattson is going beyond these evolutionary theories. He's studying the effects of intermittent fasting on the brain and the body.
What defines fasting is a switch in the source of energy in our bodies from glucose that's released from the liver to mobilization of fats from fat cells.
So instead of burning sugar for energy, you start burning fat. Sounds great if you're trying to lose weight, right? But Mattson thinks there are even more potential benefits.
In all our organ systems, essentially the heart, muscle, liver, one thing that happens with fasting is there's reduced inflammation.
And he says reduced inflammation in the body is a good thing. It means healthier cells. And he says those healthier cells in the brain could mean better cognition and possibly protect against diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. He's testing this out right now in a study of older adults. But let's slow down a minute.
It really is not something that I would encourage people to do.
Nutritionists like Stella Volpe at Drexel University is not on board. She worries fasting could be harmful.
It's not sort of teaching them good, healthy eating practices and behaviors to be somewhat consistent in their eating behaviors and their meals and snacks throughout the day.
Plus, Volpe says there haven't been any long-term studies on people. Most of the research is in animals. Still, for fans of intermittent fasting, they say it's working for them.
It is 2:11 p.m. Just got off a conference call a little bit ago.
Mimi Dexter L. would welcome more science to back up what she's doing. But she doesn't see any reason to stop, even when fasting has its moments. like in the middle of the afternoon.
Right now I'm feeling a little tired.
She hasn't eaten anything in 17 hours.
I'm still going to push through.
And before Dexterell knows it, it's time to eat.
It is a little after 5 and I'm home and it's time to break my fast, and I haven't decided exactly what I'm going to break it with. I'm looking in the refrigerator. There are many options.
She settles on some papaya. Then she heats up some leftover stew. Later on, she snacks on some popcorn and has a couple pieces of candy. And that's it.
It is 9:20 p.m. and it really wasn't too hard. So we start all over again tomorrow.
For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.